Coinbase just added its first ERC-20 token to its professional trading platform. Good evening. I'm Nick Day. Welcome to Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from October 11th. Also on today's show, a region in northern Syria looks to utilize cryptocurrencies and blockchain amid a years-long civil war. And Twitter may have enabled a crypto giveaway scam from an Elon Musk impersonator. We'll have all that and more coming up on Late Confirmation. Coinbase announced Thursday that it will add the 0x protocol token to its professional trading platform, Coinbase Pro. The startup said it would enable trading around 5 a.m. UTC, or at least 12 hours after the initial announcement. The move represents the first time the platform has added support for an ERC-20 token that runs on the Ethereum network. As previously reported by CoinDesk, 0x aims to provide an exchange layer for Ethereum-based tokens under the ERC-20 standard. The startup behind the initiative raised $24 million in August 2017 through an initial coin offering, and is backed by VC firms such as Polychain Capital, Pantera Capital, and Blockchain Capital, among others. The token's price began rising after the announcement, jumping to its highest point since mid-August, according to data from CoinMarketCap. The token's price hovered at 84.9 cents, up 13% on the day, an hour after the listing. While ZRX will be available through Coinbase Pro, it is not presently available to investors through Coinbase.com or its iOS and Android apps. A region in northern Syria is looking to cryptocurrency as a way to overcome economic sanctions. Rojava, also known as the Democratic Federation of Northern Syria, is home to 4 million people. It spent the last 6 years at war for its territory. Now under a fragile peace, the region is under economic sanctions from all sides: Turkey, Iran, Syria, and Iraq. In the midst of this uncertainty, however, those backing the state are putting a new emphasis on monetary independence. Alongside a system of self-governing communes, Rojava plans to implement new technological academies with a particular emphasis on cryptography and cryptocurrency, according to Ursulan Serdam, a leader of Rojava's technological development program. Assisting the change is Amir Taki, an early Bitcoin developer who fought alongside Rojava in the war. As detailed by CoinDesk, Taki is also in the process of setting up a European-based technological academy in Barcelona. And while achieving adoption for a cryptocurrency throughout the region is an ambitious project, Serdam believes Rojava's experience in war has given it the ability to both organize effectively and to set a positive example for the world. Moving to Twitter. On Thursday morning, a promoted tweet from a verified account with Elon Musk's photo advertised a crypto giveaway. Except it wasn't Elon Musk. The Tesla CEO is a common target for imposter accounts, which frequently promote scam crypto giveaways. But the incident is notable given that it involved a verified account and utilized a promoted tweet. Promoted tweets are paid for and are generally used by advertisers to reach a wider audience, taking advantage of search trends to boost performance and visibility. The news triggered an outcry from users who saw the tweet, renewing scrutiny of the social media platform's anti-scam practices. Twitter has long faced criticism for the prevalence of giveaway scams. In August, a group of researchers published evidence of a massive botnet fueling crypto scams on Twitter, utilizing fake accounts to give the appearance that real people were interacting with the giveaway organizers. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission said Thursday that it secured an emergency court order against an initial coin offering and its organizer who had claimed to have received approval from the agency. According to the October 11th statement, Reginald Buddy Ringgold allegedly claimed that his ICO, BlockVest, was given the green light by regulators. The SEC says that's not true, and that Ringgold and BlockVest were using the SEC seal without permission in violation of federal law. It also said they falsely claimed their crypto fund was, quote, licensed and regulated. A hearing is scheduled for October 18th, the SEC said, in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of California. The People's Bank of China is looking to recruit blockchain tech and legal experts as it continues development of its central bank digital currency. According to various employment ads posted on Tuesday, the central bank is currently hiring 4 engineers with expertise on system architecture, chip design, blockchain development and application, cryptography, and security protocol design. Based on the job descriptions, the engineers will be responsible for developing a fiat-linked digital currency software, a cryptography and security model, and a chip processor for making endpoint digital currency transactions. Further, the central bank is also seeking to boost its manpower for the study of the legal and economic implications of touching a CBDC. The PBOC lab aims to recruit two experts in finance and economics to focus on analyzing the economic theory and designing a monetary mechanism for issuing a CBDC, as well as any potential regulatory risks. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk. For Coindesk, I'm Nick Day. This has been Leak Confirmation.
The Podglomerate, a Sonic Universe.